Walking through these arcades, it is clear to see why they have such an everlasting appeal with both local residents and tourists. Speaking to one affected shopkeeper, who asked to remain anonymous, we were told about the pedestrianisation scheme has promise, yet the main problem the arcades face still remains.
It's encouraging the pedestrianisation. I think it's got potential there. But also, we're still facing the problem that most people are, is that St David's 2 has sucked away most of our footfall. And the pedestrianisation is nice, but by the time it sort of finished, we were really just on the arse end of summer. So, whereas if it was sunny, and they had a few more nice restaurants and stuff with seated areas out there, I think you could perhaps draw people in. But I suppose it's too early to say. Winter's worse. Last Christmas sucked because of all the snow. People could come in by car, get out of their car into St David's 2, go back in their car, and they never have to be outside.
These are views that store owner of over 10 years, Steve Price, agrees with.
I mean, I can understand why people go there, because obviously it's very convenient. You can park there, eat there, drink there, shop there, and go home again without even getting wet.
Mr. Price continued by telling of how he believes the regeneration project has not been approached in the correct manner.
I don't think it's been thought through properly, because it's got to the point now where it's driven businesses away. If you actually go onto the high street itself, there's a lot of empty units, so there's no real reason or need for people to actually head towards the high street. I think it'd be definitely a struggle for them. You know, that's unfortunately, you know, not enough people know about them. You know, a lot of people just walk up Queen Street, then walk down the haze towards St David's too, and they'll miss out, a large number of the arcades.
Both shop owners share the same feelings on these unique arcades and what they offer the city, and give their thoughts on why they believe people are attracted to them.
I think it's because we're individual shops. We offer items you can't actually buy in other shops. You know, we, for example, do old-fashioned sweets. There's a retro shop that sells old-fashioned clothing, retro clothing. It's stuff you can't buy in the mainline shops.
People like to come to arcades. I think they like to have a little bit of a mooch around town. They like to spend a bit of time. They like to find something a bit different or quirky. And you might find something luxury and exclusive in St David's too, but I don't think they're likely to find something a bit different. And I think people like the fact that the arcades are a little bit more random.
Despite this positive outlook, some shop owners are seeking compensation after being frustrated by the effect of the council's decisions regarding the pedestrianisation project.
There's been running battles between arcade management and the council about having some form of signage outside of the arcades to let people know what is down each arcade. Because people don't know unless they actually come in. And I still get customers here on a weekly basis who come, they're board game purchasers, but they didn't even know we existed.
Cardiff Council have since released a statement which calls claims that they are treating shop owners unfairly, suggesting that they are creating a better place for residents, businesses and visitors alike. The shopkeeper, who maintained the desire to remain anonymous, continued by telling of his optimism towards the rebranding of the Arcade Castle Quarter, but believes that St David's 2 is still the biggest threat.
Part of this rebranding the area is the Castle Quarter, which is a... it might work. But that's all sort of tied in with the concept of what was done with St David's 2. And you think, like, well, to be honest, St David's 2 is now established and we're years on. It's too late. You need to do that first. Build up the... Because to be honest, John Lewis and some of the stores in there, they don't need any help. They, you know, they can afford the advertising. People will know they've got the car parking. They've got everything. Whereas I think we're fairly resilient doing what we do because we're niche and we're specialists, so people will come and seek us out. You know, there's too many empty units at the moment in the arcades, and that has a knock-on effect. It's much easier to sell stuff if there's someone who goes in the shop next door to us.
Local resident Tony Williams agrees with the niche appeal of the arcades, stating of how they offer something different to what is provided by commercialised shopping centres such as St David's 2.
I think people like traditional stores. They like to come and be able to browse, they not be under pressure, see something different, art and crafts. And you don't see that in the major stores. All you see is a blueprint of nearly everywhere in the country. I mean, I think one of the big attractions for Cardiff is the arcades. I mean, you know, Castle Arcade, High Street Arcade, Morgan, brilliant.
As a direct result of the rebranding and pedestrianisation project, the council has offered each shop a £300 reduction in rates for the foreseeable future. As things stand, the council remains firm that their judgment in altering St Mary's Street and the surrounding area was justified, whilst the lasting effect on whether or not it will impact the already hard-hit arcades remains to be seen.